April 12th.
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Jesus, I celebrate that you have been raised from the dead to become my life. I marvel that ultimately you did not come to be served by me, but to serve me, to care for me, to minister to me. In the first place, it's not about what I do for you, but what you do for me. It's not about how useful I am to you, but how valuable you are to me. You exchange your life for mine, so I can be unchained from sorrow, discharged from guilt, unyoked from the slavery of shameful habits.
So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit.
Jesus, I also understand that it's not about what I have done in the past that was wrong, but about what you have done in the past that was right. You died for me and became alive for me to offer yourself a life-giving spirit to me.
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
Bread of life, I receive you in my heart so my hunger for hope can be stilled, so my longing for righteousness can be satisfied, so my yearning for wholeness can be fulfilled. I accept that it's only after I have received from you that I can give back to you, because without you, I have no life and no light.
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
I receive you, Jesus, as my life.